you in that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses. Because Jesus is indeed Lord over it all. And, yep, I know sometimes we don't check in as much as we would like. I would love to be talking with you guys more. And I hopefully will be in the near future. But with everything that's going on in the world, you've got to always know that God is in control. You got to always know that He is watching out for His people. You got to always know that no matter what happens and what takes place, that as you look to Him, He directs you. As you seek His face, He shows it to you. As you look, as you listen for His voice, you'll hear Him. And the world doesn't hear His voice because they don't have they don't seek Him. They don't want it. They don't want to know what God says. They want to know what they say. They want to know what their own voices say in the midst of what goes on around them. And they are only interested in hearing their own echo chamber. They're only interested in hearing what it is that they themselves have committed themselves to. They don't want the truth, because the truth might liberate them from their bondage. What did Jesus say? You'll know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Well, what do they want? They don't want to be free. They want to justify and keep their slavery, even when it's killing them, even when it's destroying them. That is probably one of the most maddening things about being in this paradigm, is that somebody is, that in this situation, in this world, it's the equivalent spiritually of cutting off their own hands, cutting off their own feet, and yet they justify. And here the child of God is like, what are you doing? Don't do that. Don't, you know, stop. You're hurting yourself. And what do? They fight you on that so that they can continue to destroy themselves. Now, the end result of that is that there is no peace, there is no freedom, there's no liberty, and yet when they see you having that, instead of them saying, boy, I would love to be free and follow God like you do, I would love to be free and know this freedom that you enjoy, no, instead what they do is they will be mad at you, and they want to destroy you, because if they can't be that free being, they just want to put a harpoon through it. So they see that dolphin out there enjoying itself in the surf, and instead of just saying, wow, that dolphin's just having a great time, they want to pull it onto the boat with a net and kill it. I mean, that's spiritually where they're coming from. So now that's part of the sickness of what the world is. And as this has been escalating more and more, and the destruction continues to increase more and more, we see that things are continuing to move forward at a fever pitch. And really with very little on the horizon for how this is going to be anything different, outside of just coming to a cataclysmic or crazy finish. Now, we would love for, as a child of God, you would love to see people spared. We don't want to see people destroyed. But at the same time, when people just keep pushing towards their own destruction over and over and over again, well, what are you going to do? I mean, you get somebody playing Russian roulette, and they just keep spinning that cylinder in that revolver with a live round in one of the six chambers, and you know, eventually they're going to destroy themselves. So it has been the mercy of God that we have not seen global calamity like could be possible. We've seen a lot of things come up, but they're really nothing compared to what we could have been in the middle of, what we could have seen, what we could have had to have dealt with. So God has been very merciful to people. But, you know, the scriptures also say that He will be merciful to whom He will have mercy. That, and, you know, it's God's grace is sufficient for sure, but He will choose to whom He's going to be merciful. And He can also choose if He doesn't want to be. He can choose if He wants to shut that off. He can choose if He wants to let people have the full consequence for their actions and their choices. You know, I mean, David, how many times fell on the mercy of God when he made mistakes? because, you know, when he made a mistake, he knew what the consequences of those actions should have been, and he didn't, and so he would seek God's face to want to not have to deal with the actual consequences for his actions. Now, fast forward to today. Now, God, you know, sometimes God would give him some relief, and sometimes David had to face it. You know. Now, fast forward to today, where you don't have people that are seeking God's face. You got people that are seeking as much as they can to do as much damage and as much terror and as much horror as they can to not just their fellow humans, but, you know, specifically the most vulnerable, the most jeopardized, the most just the people that are in the worst possible situation, and they just want to take it two steps further and just destroy them. So in the middle of this, and that just escalates more and more, what do you think that God is going to do when he decides to address these situations? Once the time has run out, once the cup is full, once people have had their window to and make their decision and their choice. Okay. All right, I'm back. So, what do you think God is going to do when he judges this situation, when he calls things to account, when people have gone out of their way to corrupt the genome, to corrupt the creation, to enslave all of humanity, use their power, use their position, use their wealth, use their resources to make things terrible? And in their own minds, in the twisted reality that is the choice, that is kind of what their minds get warped into, there's this thinking that they're actually doing something good. But here's the thing. What did God say? He said that apart from me, you can do nothing. What did he say? He said that there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, right? Okay, so you get these people with massive resources in the world that are apart from God. People, organizations, institutions, whatever it may be, they're apart from God. And there's a way that seems right in their own minds. This is the insanity of it. It seems right in their own minds, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So it seems right to a man, but in the end, everything dies. Now, that's what's happening. So these things, they seem right, but look at what the end result is. It's just death. Death and destruction. Pain and suffering. Loss and despair. So, yeah, you know. I mean, you know, people sometimes they think, oh, okay, if I just build this platform technologically or whatever, but and they want to track everybody, but then they're just enslaving everybody. They're just watching everybody. They're creating a prison cell, a digital prison cell for other people. Instead of helping people to be free, and there's always the justification in their own minds. That's the thing too, is that when people go the way of the world and the way of the enemy, they will justify it. They will come up with every reason, every excuse for the choices that they made. But at some point, they will have to give an account. And at some point, they will have to face the reality of their choice. And it does come down to them. You know, we make choices. We make decisions. We choose if we're going to follow God. We choose if we're going to follow something else. You know, we choose if we're going to be led by His voice and make decisions that are in line with life and truth. And we can also choose to reject it all. So, you know, but then when people reject, they have their excuse, they have their reason. you know. So, I mean, I've been, you know, blessed in my own life and in a lot of ways, in a lot of places by God. But I can also see a lot of things that I could have, you know, in the process of, like, say, for example, you know, you get married. Okay. Well, now you can make all kinds of excuses for why you do what you do because you're married. But the truth is, you make a choice. You make a decision. And if you set a foundation of truth, if you set a foundation to follow God, if you set a foundation to do things His way, it's, you know, and you make that the path, sure, you may encounter some opposition, but at least you're going and you're seeking that which is real. You want to do that. You want to seek that which is real. You don't... Because in the end, it might be a little bit of a rougher road, but you're going to be on a road that's going to be the path of life. And God knows too. And He knows sometimes when you're being tested past, you know, a lot of comfort limits, of course, but He won't allow you to get past it, be tested beyond what you can withstand, what you can bear. He knows your limits, He knows your frame, and He knows what you can and can't do. So trust Him and just know that if He's put it on you, that you can handle it. Trust Him and know that if He's working with you in these areas, it's because, you know, He has a reason and a purpose for you to go that way, for you to learn those things, for you to see even for yourself your own character. See, this is sometimes too. I remember, you know, a buddy of mine one time was talking to me, and he just said, he was saying, adversity doesn't build character. He says it reveals character. It reveals what's already inside you. And that is an interesting take. It's like, yeah, okay, it reveals what's already in there. So, you know, it's in the day-to-day that we, you know, solidify who we truly are. It's in the little decisions, the little choices. Because when the big thing comes around, you're not going to find what you need in that moment. It needs to have already been there. And so that's where, too, like the world, well, all the time they will say, oh, okay, you know, I'm going to do the right thing in that moment. No, they won't. Because they'll do what their default is. And their default in the world is to, you know, is to be selfish, is to be self-serving, is to destroy the other at the benefit and the profit of yourself, you know. And here's the thing too, sometimes people say, oh, and my family. Well, you know, your family in a lot of ways is an extension of yourself. I mean, this is where on a spiritual level, when God gives you people in your life, that's when it gets real interesting, because these are people that He links your life to. He puts in your path. And look and see how He works with those people, and look and see how He gives you a heart for those people. That's a beautiful thing. And you can see the spiritual side of, and the place of freedom that comes from being unselfish, from releasing, from letting go, from letting God direct your path, from contributing and benefiting and blessing the lives of others, even though there's no benefit in it for you in the natural sense. You don't see it, right? But you still do it because it's in your heart and you respond to what God's putting in you to do. You don't see it in the natural. See, the world, for example, the world will do for you if it can get from you. So the world will give to get. And usually they'll give less than they intend on getting. So that's just how they do it. So yeah, they'll give you... So, you know, when big rollers, big money spenders, whales as they call them, go to Vegas, they give them all kinds of free things. Why? Because they're going to go gamble. And they're going to go spend a lot of money in the casinos. So they know if they can just get these guys to go in there, and they'll give them all kinds of free stuff. Because they'll give them, but they're giving to get. Whereas the child of God, you give because God's put it in your heart to give. You do because God wants you to do. So For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave the very best that he had. And, yeah, and it was for you. And he loved you. Even while we were in the worst situation, the worst state, God gave to us to help us, to strengthen us, to quicken us, so that we would have a way out. He didn't do that with ill intent. He did that out of love and out of care for us. So, for the child of God, you know, we're not like the world. You know, we do give, we do respond, we do try to help people. But, you know, in the process of that as well, you have to realize that the world, when they do for you, where they're coming from. Whereas the child of God, when you do it because the Spirit of God quickens you, period. You do it without the expectation of the result. Because the success for you is in the obedience. The success for you is just in doing in accordance with what God's directed you to do. Because you know what? We don't know. We don't see. See, that's the thing. The world, they know exactly what they want to get out of what they do. We don't know the benefit of what we do as led by the Spirit. Because God knows. We serve the one that knows, but we just follow his direction. And this is where the world gets really frustrated, because they can't predict the child of God, because they don't know the mind of God. And we have the mind of God and the mind of Christ because we're led by the Spirit, so they can't predict us. They don't know what we're going to do. They don't know how we're going to do it. And so because of that, they can't put their thumb on you, and they can't control you, and they don't like what they can't control. They want to be able to control you. They want to be able to use you. So, just know that God is in control. Know that God loves you, and you want to be able to walk with him, but it's not going to be on your terms. So, you know, you and I, we want to be able to move in the things of God, because the things of God also begin the path of freedom. When you walk with God, you're walking in that path of freedom. You're walking in that path of liberty. You're walking in that direction that will bring you fulfillment. And, you know, as I think back to a friend of mine who's a pastor in the States, he said, you know, what you want, you don't want, he was talking about, you know, people in their pursuit of money. And he said, look, what you want is you want a fulfilled life. You know, so many people chase after money because they think that by having that, that they can get fulfillment. So what you want is a fulfilled life. So, brothers and sisters, that's what we want. You want, and the only place that you'll get a fulfilled life is by following God. The only place that you'll get a fulfilled life is by the one that made you, leading and guiding you. So he needs to lead the way. He needs to lead the path. In all of this, we look to see, and we look to be directed by him. Oh, man. I tell you, though, sometimes I look at this whole situation, I look at this world, I look at what this whole thing has become, and I don't know really what more we could have done, you know, I mean, we prayed, we sought God's face, we looked to him, we did what we could in the places that we could, we made the maximum impact, we gave the best that we had to give. We did all of that, and it's just, you know, on one level, things have just, on a natural level, they've just escalated more and more and more. And the one thing I do appreciate is that things are out there, things are being known, things are being made known, all of that's there. So, but it's been a wearying and tiring journey, honestly. You know, it's it has not been, you know, it's been rough for all of us. So we do continue to persist. We do continue to move on. We do continue to trust God in all of it. And we do continue to know that He's in control. But it's been a rough ride here. This world is not a place for wimps. This life and this world is it's a challenge. So we continue on. And we continue on because also it's the Father's will that we continue on. It's the Father's will that we go forward. It's the Father's will that we hear His voice and we listen to His voice. It's the Father's will. Now, here's one for you in Isaiah. It talks about how it was God's will to crush Jesus. It was God's will to crush His own Son. I mean, there's one for you to think about. It's His will to crush His own Son. That's pretty rough. But in that, there's also the love of God that's manifested, shown, and revealed. And would that have been shown and revealed any other way? Probably not. You know, I mean, who would choose to save the whole world by having his son killed? You know, if there was another way, wouldn't it have been done? Of all the choices and the options. But that was what was necessary. And there's a lot of people that I know that are good parents, that love their kids, that in themselves could never do that. You know, first of all, who would ever want to do that? But could a loving father, you know, be willing to sacrifice, because that's the only way to redeem his creation? God did that for us. No greater love as this than that He laid down His life for His friends. God laid down His life for us. And He said to us, you know, nobody takes my life from me. I lay it down on my own accord only to take it back up again. So God does that for us. He lays down His life for us. And He also extends the invitation to us and He gives us that power to lay down our lives for Him and for others and for any place that He would direct us to go and to do and to be. So He wants you to do that. He wants you to choose that, because in the choice, there's victory. In the letting go of yourself and your desire and your heart and what it is that you want, you find what's real. Because you let go of the illusion. You let go of self. Self is an illusion. He is and I am not. You know, apart from Him, we don't exist, because we're apart from life. And if we're apart from life, then there's no source. And if there's no source, there's only death. And wasting away. Yeah, so I want to encourage you guys in the middle of all that's taking place. Trust God. Know that He's in control. You know, yeah, there's things going on that need prayer. And there's not a lot of people that know how to pray, because people haven't been taught to pray. And they haven't been quickened to pray. They've not heeded when God has quickened them to pray. They've not heeded Him. They've not listened to Him. They've not followed Him in that. So, you know, what's the end result? Well, the end result is that things could change, and you would see God's intervention and God's interaction in it, but people miss it. How often have things that could have been addressed not been addressed because the children of God backed down? The enemy got them to believe the lies, got them to believe that they couldn't make an impact, got them to believe that the prayers didn't matter, got them to wearied and tired down and put demons on assignment to just grind them down, and they were ground down and they didn't respond, and in the process of that they missed it. And they were stone's throw away from breaking through and they missed it. You want to keep moving. Just keep moving. Sometimes you may be so broken down that you can't take another step. Just, all right, just don't go backwards. You may be, just stop then if you need to stop for a little bit. You know, take a break, but keep moving forward. Keep moving in the direction that God puts you on. Don't change direction and don't go back. You've got to just hold on and hold on. But that's, yeah, you don't want to miss God. And you don't want to miss what God's doing in this time. Because this is, brothers and sisters, this is an amazing time to be here. Oh my gosh. You came into the, in football terms, this is the Super Bowl of cosmic events, of things that are going on. So that's what we came into here. And just know that he that began a good work in you is carrying it on to completion. You want to stay close to God in all of this. Because as you do, you know, he's quickening you for what needs to happen and take place here in this paradigm. He's doing it in and through you. So yeah, we were dropped into something pretty severe here. But, God, what an adventure. So approach it like that. Know that God has also given you the abundant life in him. So trust him in that. Trust him, know that he knows what he's doing, and he loves you. And yeah, we got a 20 on 20 coming up in the not too distant future. And I appreciated you guys a lot that have been praying with us there and joining in on that work. God has been answering prayers there, and we've definitely seen, you know, the kickback that's come from the enemy as a result of that. But, you know, it doesn't matter. We continue to persist. Just, if you're taking flak, you know you're over the target, right? So, yeah, we continue to persist. But persist, no trust. God's in control. And but pray, join us in that prayer, because that's a powerful thing to do. And if we don't like the way things are, let's go after the issues and the causes. Do what you can, where you can, when you can. Make a difference. And trust to know that God's in control. All right, brothers. All right, sisters, we love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. Talk to you again sometime soon. God bless you. Bye. Hey, 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 hey